Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, as President-elect Joe Biden moves forward with his plans to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic, schools across the country have been reopening and closing as coronavirus rates abate and now soar. And as states and local districts take different approaches to teaching, in-person, remote, a hybrid of both, many are struggling to communicate with families. In North Carolina, one school has organized a way to reach the school community, both in English and Spanish. WUNC's Liz Schlemmer reports.
With no students in the building, notes sent home in a student's backpack were out. So to reach families, staff and volunteers at Lakewood Elementary in Durham picked up their phones.
Hola, Mina. Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo está? Le habla Julie Mendoza.
Julie Mendoza Grubbs is a volunteer at the school. Every week, she calls about a dozen families. When she saw a notice for bilingual volunteers in the neighborhood, she says the decision to help was simple.
I speak Spanish. There's this need for people to receive this information in Spanish. So that is something that I can do in this time when everything's so crazy.
Lakewood Elementary serves mostly Black and Brown students. A little more than half come from Spanish-speaking homes. When the pandemic shuttered schools in March, staff here came up with a plan to check on all their students. Myra Morales-Scott is an ESL teacher at the school.
My biggest concern at that point, whenever I first started contacting parents, was more so just getting to know where they were emotionally. One of my first questions to them is just, how are you doing?
She says the school didn't want to impose on families. They wanted to build relationships.
More than half of the parents that I spoke to had financial concerns.
So the school started fundraising, calling on local organizations and family and friends to donate to help the school's families. They raised more than $40,000 last spring.
We definitely were able to provide each family that did need that assistance with about $500. And we wish we could have done more.
That was just the start. Since school staff had proven they could reach almost every family, they knew they could do it again and again. Morales Scott says she's been in almost constant contact with families, and they're full of questions.
You know, it defeats the stereotype that just some of our parents don't care. They do care. It's hard for them to get in contact with teachers, especially when there's a language barrier there.
Even as the pandemic wears on, Lakewood Elementary has kept up with calling all families at least once a week. Anna Grant is the community school coordinator.
For a lot of our families, their child's school, and particularly their neighborhood public school, is the most reliable public institution that they're connected with. And so we take our responsibility really seriously, especially during this time, to make sure that our families, even if we can't resolve all of their problems, have someone who they can talk to.
Grant's job as Lakewood's community school coordinator is to form relationships with community partners, like the organizations that supported their fundraiser and the volunteers who help call parents. Another part of her job is to build strong communication with families. By calling families weekly, the school can find out what their students need and connect them with resources like Eat NC, an organization that delivers food on a weekly basis. Families say they appreciate the consistent support Lakewood Elementary gives them. Daisy Vidal is the mother of a fourth grader.
Realmente Lakewood nos ha tratado como un miembro de la familia.
She says Lakewood treats them like a member of the family.
Ha sido de bendición. Ellos nos han brindado todo el apoyo que necesitamos.
Her son's teacher calls her almost every day. And when the whole family was sick with COVID-19 over the summer, the teacher brought them food while they recovered. Vidal says it's been a blessing. Stories of teachers going above and beyond during the pandemic are plenty, but this school has made a culture out of it. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer.